Right. So once either you've got above that $5,000 threshold or you've joined a consortia, the grant application has to happen. We will have all these grants in the grants management system, GMS, like all of our federal grants. There'll be a couple questions to answer, and then all activities must be allowable within McKinney-Vento requirements. And we're really asking that those help with identification, outreach, and removing the barriers for students. That can be really, really broad. So I have a lot of allowable activities included in this slideshow. Really anything reasonable and necessary to facilitate the identification, enrollment, retention, and educational successes of these students experiencing homelessness. So I have lots of examples here. I'm not going to go through and read the entire list for you because I know that that's not super fun to sit and listen to, but just some examples: providing wraparound care, social services, trauma-informed care, and then providing health services are an option. If these things are providing students barriers to get their education, eyeglasses, dental care, personal care items, clothing, even in some cases food, that type of thing. Transportation is a big one, I know, throughout the state. And move that slide accidentally. So providing that transportation, using these funds to pay for transportation or set up a service for transportation in your communities be helpful. And I also added in all of the permitted purchases for McKinney-Vento. So those were kind of above and beyond, but then there's all these other things: extra tutoring, hiring staff to help you go out and identify these students or specifically for McKinney-Vento duties in the next couple of years. Professional development around students experiencing homelessness for your district, helping people realize the McKinney-Vento laws and how to best help these students and where the services are. Early childhood education programs, paying tuition for people to get their kiddos into those programs, paying for students to engage in after-school programs, field trips, anything that would be accessible to them but is not because they can't pay for it or they don't have transportation, any of those things would be available through this grant. Even more, so that the list goes on. educational services. I know I talked about tutoring, but then you can do extra instructional classes before or after school, adding homework club, whatever you can think of. And then also paying for fees for all the records, because we know the paperwork can't be a barrier for enrollment for these kids. And then sometimes the cost of obtaining a birth certificate or other type of identification is tricky. So this type of money can be used to help with that. Let's see. School supplies, anything a school needs, a student needs to access their education. And then anything the school can think of. One of the things we've been talking about, and I've been talking about with the U.S. DOE technical assistance, is this program can be broad and really be creative in what the needs of the students are. So we have some flexibility here to kind of push the boundaries a little bit and think big. The only real things that we need to stay within is it a reasonable and necessary purchase? And is there any other funding stream that may work for the purchase? So, for example, would the Title I-A set aside work for the purchase? Would ESSER funds that you already have work? And then think about how the ARP homeless funds would work. And as you're thinking about how this might work for your district and your community, first consider the needs of the students, but then also solicit some stakeholder feedback. one of the things too that has been encouraged is reaching out to community-based organizations within your communities around the state and seeing if you can contract out with them to see if they can offer some of these services. I know that staffing is a really big problem across the state right now. So if there is a community-based organization that's already set up to do some of these things, but the extra funding could kind of boost what they're able to do or how much time they can give for it, this would be a really good opportunity to use this grant to contract with them to get those services in place. I've added some resources here. This is from the federal DOE, just some resources that are also extra funds that can be used to support the children experiencing homelessness for all these different things. So we have some early childhood situations, housing assistance, which I know is a really big deal, which we can't do a lot with this particular grant, places to get food assistance, income support, and then mental health and health resources. I've gone through this really, really fast. Joey, has there been any questions through the chat?
Okay. Not at this time. I keep monitoring it, but if you have anything to do.
Thank you. I'm actually right towards the end. So if anybody has any questions, you can feel free to unmute, type them in the chat, whatever you feel comfortable with. I know it's a lot of information, and I also know that as liaisons, you're not normally dealing with the grant part of it. So I do want to say I wanted to present this information to you guys because you're the best situated to know what these kiddos might need and how this money can be best used for your community. We also need to get the information out to the grant managers, so I'd love it if you could communicate this with them as much as you can, and we will also be doing that, but I wanted to get you guys involved first for this participation. Ashley, your hand is up.
Hi, Ashley Frame. Thank you, Christy. I work on the administrator for the ESEA programs, and I clicked on clap. I am so sorry. Okay, lower hand. There we go. No clapping. Okay, sorry. I have all these little buttons I just clicked. So thank you so much, Christy, for presenting that. I think that this provides a really great opportunity for schools to go, above and beyond for some of these most vulnerable kids. And I think we were very excited when we heard about the funds. Naturally, from our point of view, we are a little, we want to make sure that schools that do get underneath that $5,000 allocation do merge together and form consortia. It can seem a little daunting at first, but we know that some of you at least have some connection to Title III grants, which function in very much the same way. The cap is different, but it functions in pretty much the same way. If their allocation is under $10,000, they are required to either form a consortium or not have a program. So we really, really hope that people, and we'll bend over backwards to make sure that you do it, because this money is so important to get out. And it would be so nice if, clusters of schools thought together about how they could, even collaborate a bit with their funds. So I just really want to make a pitch for the consortia, and we will help you to make it a reality. And I know that Christy feels exactly the same way. So thanks so much.
Christy, this is Joey. There is one I see that you answered, but to answer that out loud, will you at this point answer it out loud?
Yeah, and Santina has her hand up. So, Santina, I'm going to answer this real quick, and then we can go to you, okay?
Thank you.
Cheryl asked if the slides will be available, and they definitely will be available. I'm going to have it posted on the DOE website. I've attempted to record this. I think I might have missed a few slides in the recording, but I also want to try and get the recording up on the website. And then I also, once I stop sharing my screen, I'm going to share a link in the chat to the PowerPoint so you can get to it quickly. I'm hoping to have the PowerPoint up on the website by tomorrow, but we have a few hoops to jump through for that, so hopefully that'll happen. All right, Santina.
Hi. I just have two questions. How are you going to let us know our allocations? Are you just going to be sending an email to the superintendents, or are you going to be posting it somewhere? And then the second one is, if we are under the $5,000 and we have to form a consortium, I know that like Title III has a form that the superintendents have to sign off on. Will that be part of the packet that you'll give us? Is that consortium?
Yes. Yep. So first question, allocations. Yes, we will be sending them out as a mass email, but I'm also going to have them. There's a link to them in this PowerPoint. And then also I will have a separate link on the website for the allocations. And then as far as the consortia goes, one of the resources in here, I didn't click on it, but I can go back and click on it. The consortia document. I can open this. Can you guys see that now? Did it open, or is it just sharing the slideshow?
It's just sharing the slideshow.
Okay. The consortia creation, let's see if I can get this to open, packet that I've made. You can probably, can you see it now?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So it has a lot of information. It really mimics the Title III information, because first of all, we want this to be an easy process for you, so we want it to be something that is something that you've seen before, and we want it to make it as smooth as possible. And second, we also want that for the state. We want to be continuous across our program, so it really mimics Title III. I talk a lot about consortia, but at the bottom of this, sorry about the scrolling, I have the cooperative agreement.
Okay.
The superintendent and the participating LEAs to sign. And then I also have a sample MOU for people to see that goes along. It's specific to the ARP plan. I kind of edited it a little bit and modified it for our specific uses in this. Actually, what I'm going to do now is share.
Christy, just a quick question. On your contact information, you have the wrong zip code. So what's the rest? I'm going to put it in the chat.
Oh.
So it's 603 what? What's your phone number?
Number 271-3840.
So I'm putting it in the chat as we speak.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Does anybody else have any questions? I appreciate your time this afternoon. I know everyone's super busy and has a lot to do, and we at the state truly, truly appreciate all you do on the ground for the students around the state. I know it's a really tricky and challenging job, and I want you guys to know that I do know that up here in Concord. I am having trouble sharing the PowerPoint. I'm sorry about that. I will work on getting that emailed out, but look for it on the website as soon as tomorrow.
Many people have said thank you.
Thanks, Joey. Okay.
And Christy, I just wanted to add, if I may, that we can absolutely make sure to email this to a couple different groups of our, you know, email list groups. I figure even though it can be email overload, it's better to get something twice than not get it at all, especially something that's important. So we will make sure to do that. And I'm happy to help Christy with any of that. So.
Great. All right, guys, thank you so much. And if you have any questions, I always pitch this, but if you have any questions McKinney-Vento related, let me know. And if I don't know the answer, I will help you to find it. Have a great rest of the day. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice job, Christy.
Thanks, Joey.
A lot of information, but it was all right there, so that's great.